I don't know where it really began. Somewhere along the journey between Billings, Montana and Charlotte, North Carolina, all of a sudden my heart swelled with this love for trees. Now I grew up in Billings. Now, there's trees there, but it's kind of like in the open fields of Montana when you go to Billings. It's like the prairie, the plains. And so there's not a lot of trees there. I mean, you've got some cedars here and there, and you go up into the mountains and there's some trees. But my passion to save trees didn't happen until I moved to Charlotte, North Carolina. And I think it's because Charlotte has always been known as the city of the trees. And it's so beautiful to see so many trees. And it does take away from your view of the sky because the trees are so tall. But somewhere along the line, I became passion driven and passion filled to save trees. I'm telling you, when I used to see neighbors in the hood here bringing out their saws, I would either have to go in the house and just sit there and just shake and just get angry and angry and angry without anybody seeing it, or I would confront them saying, what did that tree ever do to you? And why do you have to replace it? And you know what it led to? There are 1,700 trees inside this forest in South Charlotte, North Carolina that we put in the ground in 1997. And to this day, I still have the passion for the tree. It's amazing the feeling that you get from these great storytellers that really, and we're going to talk about it here in a little bit, why it's so important that we do everything that we can to save the trees. Hey, it's Errol. This is The Daily Mess, a chronological walk through an everyday world. Yeah, I'm a daily writer. I document life and all that comes after. Although I do talk about living mindful in the presence of now, I do step back to the page as stained by the nib of my writing instrument because I believe there is something there. We don't just experience life. We're supposed to be taking notes for a future that hits us so hard that many of us are just numb. This is The Daily Mess. Today, I thought we would go back to December 11th, the year 2001, a piece titled Charlotte Says Save 10% of the Trees. Ooh, 10%. That's how much we give to our churches, right? We tithe 10%. Well, I don't know if that was good news or bad news. See, I haven't gotten into the paragraph yet. But if somebody says, we're going to save 10% of the trees, and the city has now grown, you go out 100 miles, there must be 2.5, maybe 3 million people here now. So a lot of trees have come down. And to this very day, the places that you think once used to be someone's backyard, man, I didn't realize there were huge fields of trees in this area. When they say it's the city of trees, I mean, it really is. And so in this paragraph, the writer 18 years ago gets a little emotional because somebody has stepped on his path of belief. My heart cried to read such news. Even if only 20 trees remain, that's 20 more than yesterday. I can't explain my passion to preserve trees other than that they're the link between generations. What we see, hear, and feel, do or do not, are reflected inside the circle of a tree. No magnet can erase man's behavior, only saws, which says that we really don't care. Oh, yeah, we care about business. We care about putting up neighborhoods, putting up strip malls, which 18 years later aren't working anymore. The big box stores are leaving. So here sits this big strip mall that they had to kill all these trees. And I'm not going to get up on a soapbox. I don't want to do that. I think one of the biggest respects that I have for trees is the fact that every day at 4:30 a.m., I get to sit down and I write in a journal. I've been doing this for 25 years. My connection to trees is that a living, breathing tree sacrificed its life for me to have something to write on. When you pick up the newspaper, and some people still do, what is that made out of? Paper. There are paper products around us every day, but do we take the time to respect the trees? And see, now this is the Native American spirituality that's going to come out. If we don't learn to respect the paths that brought us to this place of now, then what's going to happen is that somewhere along the line, it's going to bite us. It's either going to disappear and we're going to go, well, whatever happened to? You didn't take care of it. You didn't take care of your toys. And so every time that you played with your toys, you left it out in the rain. Trees play such a major important part of what we do. And I'm not a scientist here. You know why trees are very important. Outside this window is this beautiful forest that I really do fight for. But I'm not so angry when the neighbors come by with their saws and they've got to chop some things down. And because there's reasons why you do what you do. And being a homeowner, when the trees are way over your house and the leaves and the branches are stretching across your house, what's happening? You got to do something to kind of just trim the trees. And I learned one thing from Stephen Furtick, who's my pastor at Elevation Church. When the vines get out of control, that's not where the energy of the vine is. Everybody thinks that this vine is going to provide fruit. But if your vine is out of control, all of the energy is in the out of control. And you've got to learn to trim the vines so that you can get fruit back on the vines. Because that's what we all are as a people, as people who either love or hate trees. But if you don't learn to trim your limbs, and if you don't learn to sit there and take a look at what's going on around you and respect all living things around you, then what happens is you become weighted down by different reasons and purposes that don't feed into your moment of now, but rather take away from where you're going to grow tomorrow. If I were to just let this forest go here in South Charlotte, North Carolina, it would take over everything here, including the vines and the poison ivy that grow up the stems of these trees. And you can't do that. You've got to learn to work together with the atmosphere around you. And I mean that in a way because there could be somebody listening right now that's having a tough time at work because they don't like certain people at work. Learning to adjust and trim your limbs and to be able to be in a position where you can make decisions together isn't supposed to be an easy journey because we all weather storms just like the trees. And if we can just learn to grow together by way of being forgiving, you don't have to trust anybody, but it's nice when you do. Just trust the moment and grow from the moment. And if it doesn't agree with you and it makes you not get any sleep at night, I understand that. But learning how to trim the limbs of your trees and to take care of your trees rather than chopping things down gives you the opportunity to further your growth. Now, does a tree die once you chop it at the trunk? You know, in this forest here, that's not so true because I've gone out there several times and the roots have popped some things up in the air. And I've sat there and watched them grow. Even the stump itself, I've seen some things pop out of that as well. And it's been fascinating to watch. And I giggle like a child when it does. So it's one of those things where you've got to learn to study nature in order to participate with what is natural. That's a pretty heavy subject, isn't it? I'm Arrow, and that's the Daily Mess.